Let's reflect on the passage from Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 21, as a call to action to a particular leader, community, or country on your heart. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. Let these examples guide you as you continue to pray. Pray for the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson as he hosts the G7 Summit for boldness and conviction to act in truth. Pray for the same leaders of the other countries attending this year: Australia, Canada, France, Germany, India, Italy, Japan, South Africa, South Korea, and the United States of America. Pray that these nations, among the wealthiest and most polluting in the world, will stop investing billions of dollars into coal, oil, and gas in their recovery responses. Pray that governments instead fund a recovery from coronavirus that leads to a steep decline in greenhouse gas emissions, massively scaling up investment in clean energy and cleaner transport and public transport infrastructure. Pray that these governments will place green conditions on any bailouts to airline and car industries and help companies, workers, and affected communities transition towards low carbon futures. Pray governments will promote a green recovery for all and stand in solidarity with low and middle income countries, for instance, through the promotion of debt cancellation and through honouring the collective commitment to deliver $100 billion every year for vulnerable countries to tackle climate change.